For the Bible made it clear that your body is a temple of God, and you must keep it holy at all costs. Holy Gorgeous. What a beauty. Listen, let me tell you. Your body has no connection with the spirit. So therefore, you can do whatever you want to do with your body.
How cheap.
The Bible made it clear. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says that, but when we pray, we should go inside our room and lock the door. Holy Gorgeous. Rise, that we may go inside the room and pray to our Father. Rise. Up.
Father, I don't know much, but I think this is against the doctrine of our church. I mean, you started off in line with what our church supports when you say that her body is the temple of God. And then what is now the connection of that temple of God to you saying that it has no connection with the spirit? Father, this is against the doctrine of our church.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you. I am a father. Yes. I obtained my master's in divinity in Rome. And you are just a catechist. You can't tell me what to do.
I can't tell you. I'm under you. But what I'm saying, Bible is Bible. Bible cannot be turned upside down. And I can understand that what you are teaching now is out of it. I'm sorry, Reverend. I'm sorry.
You don't know me. Now let me tell you, he that is in me now is greater than he that is in you. Yes, you can't come here and tell me how to run this church, this diocese. You can't.
Father, I can tell you, he that is in you is very, very honey. He that is in you is Ashawu. He that is in you is against our church. He that is in you will pack out of this parish. Leave. Our parish is under attack. Leave. Run.
Do not ever interfere with my affairs.
You cannot have an affair. It's not fair. Terminus ut imperium. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Exit!
Kati, why am I on the floor? What happened?
Father, India me kwa gotara. First eka semo. Power left you while you were delivering that girl. I guess an evil spirit, you know, colobed you. But thank God, I forged a crucifix. And by the power of Holy Ghost, you were redeemed.
I think I know what happened.
What happened, Father?
I started admiring the things of the world. I neglected my spiritual and prayerful life. I have to go back to my roots. Because a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Kasi, thank you so much. Thank you for standing by me. If it were others, they would have taken out their phone and begin to make videos to create gossip online. Thank you. I must retreat to the chapel.
Bless you, Father. Wait a minute. I don't know where the evil spirit will come from.
Thank you for watching. Make sure you hit the like button, comment, and share to spread the gospel. See you in the next video tomorrow.